down on my accelerator and the rearview mirror torn off.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA has been warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers, something that could snarl airline traffic this Thanksgiving holiday travel week. If you're planning to fly into or out of Charlotte's airport in North Carolina, you could run into a different problem as well.
Overnight, Charlotte airport workers actually went on strike just days before Thanksgiving, so they're calling it Strikesgiving. Charlotte is one of the major hubs for American Airlines, so this could potentially affect that airline. 1 million passengers are expected to fly through Charlotte this week alone.
ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. Over a dozen people missing after a tourist cruise vessel sank in the Red Sea overnight. High demand for today's hearing on whether the process should begin of letting the Menendez brothers out of prison. Eric and Lyle Menendez killed their parents in 1989. Some in Los Angeles argue they deserve to be released based on good behavior and new evidence in their case. Donald Trump has chosen his new cabinet and named many of those who will play key roles in his next administration. This is ABC News. Grimway Farms now says its carrots are safe to eat. The California-based farm was at the center of a deadly E. coli outbreak, according to ABC's Melissa Adan.
California-based Grimway Farms, a supplier to Trader Joe's, Wegmans, and Kroger, expanding a voluntary recall after several of their products were linked to a deadly E. coli outbreak. One person died, while 39 others have been sickened, 15 of them hospitalized. The company's president and CEO speaking directly to shoppers, saying consumers should feel confident that the carrots available for purchase on store shelves today are safe.
In South Korea, a final round of talks are underway this week to discuss what to do about curbing plastic pollution. The United Nations representatives from the plastics industry and a slew of delegations from around the world are trying to iron out a legally binding agreement. Experts say 400 million tons of plastic waste is produced every year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday, December 1st at 6 p.m., Luke Hendrickson returns to the Big Dipper. In 2017, after years of playing in bands on weekends, Luke began nurturing a career as a full-time gigging musician and songwriter. In the time since, he has performed in 40 states, as well as Canada and the United Kingdom, releasing two studio albums and earning nominations from the Midwest Country Music Organization for awards such as Songwriter of the Year and Album of the Year. Having emerged from the farmlands of rural southern Minnesota, Luke is sometimes joined by his backing band, The Crop Circles. Once again, that's Sunday, December 1st at 6 p.m. at the Big Dipper on Shady Knoll Road. Getting rid of robocalls is an effort the state attorney general is working on. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A statement says Attorney General Josh Call is joining forces with 46 other state attorney generals. They're calling for improvements to the FCC's robocall mitigation database. The coalition is pushing for more vetting of phone providers and harsher consequences for those submitting false information. Thousands of complaints about unwanted calls and related scams have been filed in Wisconsin in the past year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jean Marie Klamowski, age 74, of Phillips, died on November 18th at the family farm. Jean is survived by her children, Laura McKay, Dana McCullough, and John Klamowski. Survived further by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Judy Underwood, Lois Esplund, by Larry Shue, by Nancy Brown, and by Thomas Shues. Further survived by her in-laws. A memorial mass to be held on Saturday, December 7th at 11 a.m. at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation starts at 9 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Marie Klamowski, age 74, of Phillips. Evelyn June Kerfoot, age 76, of Glidden, died on Tuesday, November 21st, at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She is survived by her five children, Ron Kerfoot Jr. of Glidden, by Wayne Kerfoot of Park Falls, by Rena Procknow of Glidden, by Janine Schulke of Butternut, and by Keith Kerfoot of Glidden. Further survived by 15 grandchildren, by 12 great-grandchildren, and by her great-great-granddaughter. Also survived by her siblings, Betty Whitling, Sally Jean Pickett, by Helen Tank, by Miles Tesh, and by Howard Tesh. And is also survived by her special friend, Greg Hansen, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Tuesday, November 26th at 11 a.m. Reverend Brock Brandenburg will officiate. Visitation held at the funeral home on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Evelyn June Kerfoot, 76, of Glidden. Stephen Punk Kenneth Everson, Jr., age 48, of Butternut, died unexpectedly on Saturday, November 17th, at his home. He is survived by his two children, Bella and Xander, survived also by his mother, Christine Anderson, of De Pere, by his father, Stephen Everson, Sr., of Westby, by his siblings, Jamie Everson of Minocqua, Alex Everson of De Pere, and by Teresa Bruggen of Westby. Further survived by his grandmother, Rosella Petty of Rib Lake, and by his special friend, Jerry and Kayla Polachek, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls on Monday, November 25th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Stephen Punk Kenneth Everson, Jr., age 48, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers clobber the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a decisive 38-10 win over the 49ers. Green Bay led by running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns. Was there something special he said in the huddle?
Man, I just told him to give me the ball. Really, but nah, man, I think we went in with a great scheme. I think, you know, it's been a big point of emphasis in this building. It's trying to be an area to grow in and be better in, so it's good when you know that you've been putting in hard work all week, and it's paying off.
The Packers rushed for 125 yards in the first half and dominated the time of possession, 49ers linebacker Fred Warner.
Yeah, no, that's about as bad as it can get, probably the worst I've been a part of. We just didn't make plays we needed to.
Basketball, the Badgers beat Pittsburgh 81-75 to win their tournament in Orlando and remain undefeated. The Bucks are on their way to play the Miami Heat in Florida tomorrow night. The Bucks have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And champions were crowned over the weekend at the WIAA State Football Tournament. Champions from Friday, the Division I game had Bayport beating Muskego to win the title. Slinger topped Rice Lake on Friday afternoon, and it was Notre Dame beating Catholic Memorial in the championship of Division V. Thursday, Division IV, Racine St. Catherine topped Baldwin Woodville. Stratford and Edgar both get state championships in Division VII and V. And Lamira was a state champ in Division VI, topping Grantsburg. Sports update. An IDAQ brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Light snow will continue this morning, tapering off this afternoon with about another inch or so possible by the time it winds down. Falling temperatures, too. We're going to drop into the mid-20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, 16 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and a bit colder with a high of only 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98 Q Country.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right? So the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so Ma, do we get two sides with the turkey? Is it two or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. And you know, I've been eating here a long time, all right? All right? Okay. I think the biggest thing at my family parties is deciding what we're going to do with the plastic forks. You know what I mean? Are we keeping the forks? Are we gonna keep the forks? Because you can wash them. You wash them and you use them again. Okay, so we're gonna throw the cups, but we're keeping the forks. We're gonna keep them. Because you can wash them. And you can tell how old you are based on how you feel about the forks. Because when I was younger, I was like, throw the forks. Who cares? We'll get more. On behalf of the entire kitty table, we say the forks.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Tried to teach me courtesy.
Down, down, down. guys, I'm Post Malone.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now. Girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that.
Joe Nichols at 98Q Country. Joel here Monday morning. Good to have you with 25th of November as we delve into a Thanksgiving week and a late Thanksgiving on this 28th is going to be Thanksgiving. That's just too late. If you want to have turkey today, go ahead. I mean, I don't have a problem as long as you share. With Thanksgiving so late, our bodies are wondering what's going on here. Did we miss Thanksgiving? Did we skip it? A little bit of light snow on the ground for most of us this morning. Maybe a little more for you if you're north, or, well, just a glazing of the snow. Temperatures rising to about 34, so I'm not anticipating this will hang around very long. And I don't, doesn't really look like we're not going to get a huge snowstorm. Maybe enough to glaze the ground a little bit if you're out hunting this morning. Might help with the visibility a little bit, but I don't think for the most of us making a huge difference. Let's get you the keyword for today, our text to win contest for the Deer Hunters Roundup. We already had a winner from Saturday. We contacted them. They have yet to get back to us, so we'll let you know who that winner is coming up. But if you did not get a text notifying you that you won, that means you didn't. So you can be a part of today's. Once you win in the text to win, then you got to sit out for a little while. I think it's like, is it 30 days? I'm not sure what the rule is there. But today's keyword is Lena, L-E-N-A, Lena from Lena. She was in Saturday night, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. Great place to hang out here over the deer hunting season. So Lena, L-E-N-A, text us the keyword through the free Civic Media app. Do that sometime today and you'll be in for a $150 prize package, which includes $50 to Lena's in Glidden or in Butternut, a $25 Bader certificate, $25 in Chamber Bucks, and a coupon book, and a brand new 98Q Deer Hunters Roundup hoodie. A $50 value. We'll get your size and we'll have it shipped to you. So it's a $150 value. Is that right? Over $150 value. And that's just today, the one-day prize. So text us the word Lena through the Civic Media app to get in for that. My favorite part of this Monday morning, I went on the 98QCountry.com website, and our tech gurus were nice enough to put a link right at the bottom of the Deer Hunters Roundup page of our YouTube feed from Saturday night. And whenever you put a YouTube feed or someplace that you can just click and watch it, they always have what they call a thumbnail, where you can put whatever you want, a still shot of the actual stream. And I thought, just look at the still shot. The still shot is wonderful. It catches our afternoon guy, Greg Gunderson, with a donut in his left hand and a look in his eye like he is about to devour this donut with absolutely no remorse. And also, it has the look of the feeling that he's being caught on camera doing this. So that's Gray in the front, and then back. In the back is Austin Prume. He looks like he's about ready to shoot every deer in the county. He's got the orange on. He's got the orange hat on. And he's got a look of determination that I would challenge any deer hunter to equal. It's a great thumbnail, a great snapshot of the deer. I giggle every time I look at it. It's funny, just the donut in hand. Oh, it's wonderful. So if you missed the Deer Hunters Roundup, or if you want to relive it, we've got the audio and the YouTube stream at 98QCountry.com. Click on the big Deer Hunters Roundup banner, and you'll be ready to roll. We've got we didn't have a whole lot of time Saturday night to talk about some of the prizes that we have because we had so many calls. But I will tell you that there will be one name drawn from all of the entries for the Deer Hunters Roundup on Sunday night. And that person is going to win a $1,000 prize package that includes an Ashley Rocker recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. And then it will include also gift certificates and Bigfoot barbecue sauce and all kinds of stuff from certificates from all over the Northwoods. It's a $1,000 value. That's our first prize. The second name we draw Sunday night is going to get the big buck prize package. That is, I think I listed it on the website, all the different meats. Heritage Meats has a prize bundle, a meat bundle valued at $375 worth of all different types of meat. It's amazing. Seed and Feed, a cellular Tacticam Pro 3.0, plus a ton of other gift certificates and some Bigfoot barbecue sauce. That's the second prize. The third name we draw, $500. That includes all kinds of gift certificates to area businesses. The fourth name we draw will be the Nubbin Buck Prize, a $200 value. And then we're going to have a youth rifle winner. Anyone who calls the show and is high school age or younger will automatically go in for the youth rifle purchased by Ron Nemuth from Nemuth Implement, Ron Nolan, rather, from Nemuth Implement. And so that'll be the prize for that. Plus, of course, we have the adult photo contest. Any photo that is submitted, we've got 16 of them already on our 98QCountry.com Deer Hunters Roundup webpage. Any photos submitted in there, there will be an extensive judging process done Sunday afternoon. And the winner is going to get, from Essential Shooting Supply, a gun. It is a Browning A-Bolt 3 Stalker chambered in 270. The lingo on that doesn't sound right, but it may or may not be right. I don't know. I'll read it to you how it's written. Okay, Browning A-Bolt 3 Stalker chambered in 270. All right. If that's not right, I don't know. $700 is the value on that. So we'll correct that if it's not right. But if it is, hey, good for us. Essential Shooting Supplies. Thank you to Chuck and the folks down there for providing that price. Outside of all that, we have won so many prizes. We're going to have to bundle up some of these prizes because we literally have like 7 pages worth of gift certificates. And we're going to give these away kind of in 2 or 3 packs. For instance, someone might win a $25 gift certificate to the Oxbow Resort, to the Big Dipper, and like to Main Street Guns. So all that, the prize night is Sunday night, but we're giving away the text to win stuff daily. We're having a lot of fun with it. So we'll take your calls again. We're back tonight from 6 to 8 with the Deer Hunters Roundup. Well, Americans are paying more for eggs. Did you see that price of eggs? Have you been to the grocery store? They're going up. They're having a problem with food. Well, why? First of all, I say, why are the prices going up? I looked at this yesterday, and then I saw a story that came across this morning that prices are up 30%. So at least one grocer says that while most other Thanksgiving dinner ingredients are the same price as they were last year, the price increase for eggs will be pretty much across the board because of a spike in avian flu has limited the supply with the holiday season, and that there's an increased demand. So I guess if they charge more, people will buy less. So they're limiting. A limited supply leads to higher prices. So I guess everybody has more eggs. I'm not sure how that works, but egg prices are definitely up. So the golden chicken has laid the golden egg. I told this to my wife when we were somewhere over the weekend. I looked at the price of eggs. I think where we were was like $4. And I said, did I miss the announcement of the, I know the golden goose from Willy Wonka, but did I miss the announcement of the golden chicken? But that's why. Scams. Oh my goodness gracious. They're after your money. I'm going to warn you right now, folks. They're after you, all right? They're out there. It's a multi-billion dollar industry across the world, scamming. And with the world being all connected now via the internet and cell phones, everybody from every corner of the world is coming after your money, all right? Now, that may sound scary, but I say that just so you are aware and have your guard up a little bit. When you get that text message, I've gotten that text message many times. Say your package is on the way. You know, click here for more information. They're wanting you to click. As soon as you do, they got you. You know, they got your info. So be careful. Be careful. The package delivery scam is one of them, where they text or email you. Online marketplace scams. Got to be very careful. Especially if you're just Googling something, if you're just looking for something. In fact, just this morning I Googled something. I was looking for something for my wife. And I clicked on something. And I'm like, that doesn't look right. And I just went out of it right away. Got to be very careful. Do not assume. If you are on Facebook and you click on an ad on Facebook, do not assume that that ad has been vetted and is clear. Because it's not. It's not. I'll tell you what, about 5 years ago, I ordered a putting mat from a Facebook link. You know, just a little thing you putt, and then it's got a little side thing and kicks back. 2 months later, I received 3 golf balls in the mail. Not just like, they weren't even marked. They were just blank golf balls. It was just a scam from somewhere. I was surprised they even sent me anything. At least they sent me something close anyway. But it wasn't legit. And the fake website scams, you just got to be very, very careful when you're shopping online. Here's what I suggest you do, is you go to the local, you know, go to the Patchouli Gardens, go to the Decor to Adore, go to our local ones, give them a shot first, and then you don't have to worry about a lot of this stuff. Yeah, you may still have to go on, and I know, it's kind of what the world is now, but go local first, and They've got websites too, our local businesses, so check them out. I'm still looking at the thumbnail photo of the YouTube. It's making me smile this morning. check out at 98qcountry.com. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA has been warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers, something that could snarl airline traffic this Thanksgiving holiday travel week. If you're planning to fly into or out of Charlotte's airport in North Carolina, you could run into a different problem as well.
Overnight, Charlotte airport workers actually went on strike just days before Thanksgiving, so they're calling it Strikesgiving. Charlotte is one of the major hubs for American Airlines, so this could potentially affect that airline. 1 million passengers are expected to fly through Charlotte this week alone.
ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. Over a dozen people missing after a tourist cruise vessel sank in the Red Sea overnight. High demand for today's hearing on whether the process should begin of letting the Menendez brothers out of prison. Eric and Lyle Menendez killed their parents in 1989. Some in Los Angeles argue they deserve to be released based on good behavior and new evidence in their case. Donald Trump has chosen his new cabinet and named many of those who will play key roles in his next administration. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, November 30th, the city of Park Falls invites you out to Old Dame Memorial Park to deck the halls. With photos with the Grinch and Max on the stage and Catkins accepting donations at 4:30 p.m., a parade down 2nd Avenue from Peace Lutheran to the park at 5:30 p.m., a ceremony and tree lighting with special guest Miss Wisconsin Teen USA Olivia Negri, and a magical performance at 6:30 p.m., along with hot cocoa, s'mores, and photos with Santa after the parade, this is a fun-filled evening for the entire family. Once again, that's Saturday, November 30th at Old Dame Memorial Park, from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman faces a disciplinary complaint from the State Office of Lawyer Regulation. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
It's in regards to alleged misconduct during his 2020 election investigation. The 10-count complaint accuses Gableman of ethical violations, including filing false statements and disobeying court orders. It stems from his work as a special counsel for the Wisconsin State Assembly. The filing seeks sanctions and possible fines from the state Supreme Court against Gableman. The complaint notes that Gableman was paid $11,000 monthly for his four-month investigation that yielded no results.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumet.
The Packers clobber the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a decisive 38-10 win over the 49ers. Green Bay led by running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns. Was there something special he said in the huddle?
Man, I just told him to give me the ball. Really, but nah, man, I think we went in with a great scheme. I think, you know, it's been a big point of emphasis in this building. Was trying to be an area to grow in and be better in. So it's good when you know that you've been putting in hard work all week, and it's paying off.
The Packers rushed for 125 yards in the first half and dominated the time of possession. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner.
Yeah, no, that's about as bad as it can get. Probably the worst I've been a part of. We just didn't make the plays we needed to.
Basketball, the Badgers beat Pittsburgh 81-75 to win their tournament in Orlando and remain undefeated. The Bucks are on their way to play the Miami Heat in Florida tomorrow night. The Bucks have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hunting for a bank who is always moving forward with expanded mobile and online banking services in your neighborhood? Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is that bank. With a team of caring and responsive leaders who will provide the best rates to meet your needs, whether shopping for a home, a vehicle, or maybe just that beautiful piece of property for hunting. Stop in at Ford Bank or apply online at www.fordbank.com. Be safe and best of luck, hunters, from the entire team at Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips.
Experience the magic of the season at Hometown Holiday in Glidden on Saturday, November 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This festive event is packed with nonstop activities, Christmas music, and, of course, a special visit from Santa Claus. Kids will love the Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church, where creativity and laughter abound. Meanwhile, families can join the exciting Santa Fun Run, a delightful trek through town that leads you from business to business as you collect puzzle pieces for a chance to win amazing prizes. Discover holiday treasures and unique finds from over 30 crafters spread across 9 locations. Plus, try your luck with several raffles, including a thrilling 50-50 raffle. Santa himself will be available to meet and greet from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Glidden School campus, making for perfect holiday photo opportunities. Wrap up the day in style by watching the parade on Grant Street at 5:15 p.m., a joyful spectacle to close out the celebrations. For more details, visit GliddonWI.org/hometownholiday. Don't miss this magical day of hometown cheer.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Light snow will continue this morning, tapering off this afternoon with about another inch or so possible by the time it winds down. Falling temperatures, too. We're going to drop into the mid-20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, 16 tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit colder with a high of only 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98 Q Country.
I got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan. I couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. Couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. I brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in. Last night, it got a little too far gone. The heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said, I just remember breaking down. Got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's all my
tired to fight. Might have been I got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio. Might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you. Might have been a fluke, might have been a fool. Might have been a little too tired to fight. Might have been, I got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time every time. I got a little drunk last night. Drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. And school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tanks and some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer night. To your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all's thing. Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Yeah, they start getting all heated up and it starts getting. Paradise.
Rascal Flatts. A lot more fun to play that song in like March and April. Now we're a little ways away from those summer nights. Still a good song, though, in 98Q Country. Looking at the Packers schedule, they got the Dolphins coming in on Thursday. This is a good Dolphins team now, this Tua, they call him, because his name is too hard to pronounce. They're playing good. The Dolphins, ever since they got him back, they've been playing really well. So the Packers and Packer fans are hoping that we just get a really cold night on Thursday night. It'll probably be in the 20s, I would think. So the Dolphins are coming to town Thursday night to take on the Packers. Thanksgiving Eve, 7:20. I was looking at the remainder of the games for the Lions. First of all, if the Packers have any hope of catching the Lions. The Lions have three home games coming up the next 3 weeks. And they're all, they're the Bears, the Packers, and the Bills. So three, you know, pretty good teams. I think the Bears are pretty good now. They showed yesterday that young Caleb Williams is coming around. So Chicago, Green Bay, Buffalo all coming to Detroit the next 3 weeks. And then the Lions have to go to Chicago, go to San Francisco, and they wrap up with Minnesota. I don't think the Lions are going to win. They're not going to lose probably more than one the way they're playing right now. So the Packers are probably not going to catch them in that division, and neither are the Vikings, unless something falters here really fast. For the Lions. The Packers, we mentioned, have the Dolphins coming in, and then they'll go to the Lions. That's the game that you got to win if you're going to have any chance of winning the division at all, or maybe getting in a three-way tie with the Packers, with the Lions and the Vikings. That's the one you got to get. So two Thursday night games in a row, Thanksgiving, and then Packers-Lions the following Thursday again. And then they go to Seattle. And that Seattle will be battling for their playoff lives. Saints at home is a winnable one. At the Vikings will be tough. Bears at home. You just, right now it's a get-in process, as the Lions are just playing so well that you just, unless something weird happens down the stretch, they're not one of those teams that you say, oh, if they stop doing this, or they, you know, they're just good. They're just kicking people's butts out there. Their defense and their offensive line, and they're just really solid right now. The Lions could be on their way to a first-round bye in the number one seed in the NFC. That is not secured yet, or not even close to it. The NFC Norris Division now has a combined record of 27-6 between the Vikings, Packers, and Lions. And two of those losses were to each other, right? Because the Lions beat the Vikings and the Packers. It's crazy. This is the best the NFC North Division has ever been. The best division in football, hands down. Not even an argument anywhere from anybody that the NFC North Division is not the best division in football. If the Bears were in another division in the NFC, they could maybe win it and be right there and not have to play the Vikings, Packers, and Lions all twice. I mean, that's the bad thing for the Bears, is six of their games are against three of the best teams in the NFL. And makes it tough for the Bears. So we'll have Packer football for you Thanksgiving. That works out well, doesn't it? I love the 7:20 game on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, you can get all that Thanksgiving done and hunting and all that stuff out of the way. And then it's Packer time. We'll have 5 o'clock pregame that for you on Thursday. Dear Hunters Roundup back on the air tonight, 6 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here. We're streaming it, and we're putting it on the YouTube also. The YouTube. 98Q Country YouTube channel. Go on in there, check out Saturday Night Show. Hit subscribe. We won't charge anything for subscribing. Now, normally, it's free. This is like Black Friday week, all right? This week, hit subscribe on the 98Q YouTube channel, and it's free this week. Well, and next week, too, but this week, too.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one-stop for savings and service.
This holiday season, help Leisure City unwrap the gift of giving this November. Bring in non-perishable food items all November to receive 10% off chemical and filter purchases, or receive $500 off the purchase of a new in-stock hot tub. Their goal is to donate 100 pounds of food to the Lakeland Pantry. With your combined efforts, Leisure City can give back to the Northwoods community. Stop in to donate all November at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North in Woodruff.
It's the week of Thanksgiving, so you're a little busy. Here's something you can check off your list. Holiday shopping at Macy's. Because Black Friday is happening right now, you don't have to wait until Friday to get the season's best savings on the best gifts. You don't even have to wait until the end of this message. Head over to Macy's now and save big. If you go to Macy's.com, you can get your gifts shipped for free when you spend $25 or more. That's one less thing on your to-do list. Exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org.